Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented, as always, by the PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we've got Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Danger Mouse Lewis here in the studio to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty great, actually.
Pretty good? Yeah.
There's so much less pollen now.
There's less pollen.
Pollen apocalypse has passed.
It hit me real hard yesterday for some reason. I was doing so well when the sky was just green mist, but yesterday after the rain came and went and the pollen looked like it was gone, that was when it hit me.
Oh, that's
sad. My body's very weird. I'm fine today.
Oh, nice.
Today's great.
I was very afraid that I was going to lead into it, and I'm still doing terrible, absolutely terrible.
This day could not possibly be any worse. AJ, what's up?
Nothing much. Cool. I had no issues with the pollen, despite when it was all cloudy and drive-through yellow clouds of...
That's really good when you're like, you'd have no issues whatsoever, and everyone else is hacking and sneezing and coughing.
They call them the iron nostrils.
I've had no problems. The old lungs are still kicking.
All right, everyone ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
All right, get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could choose to give any animal the power of flight, what animal would you choose, and what would its wings look like?
Beaver.
Flying beavers?
Flying beavers.
No wings, just the tail.
Building dams in the sky. The tail just like acts like a propeller. It just spins.
Big old beaver dam up in the sky.
You went bluegrass faster than you ever have. I think that's a record.
I feel like sometimes it just fits, and I feel like beavers in
flying
the sky.
Beavers,
yeah,
flying beavers.
Flying beavers in the sky. Yeah, I like the propeller tail.
Well, I mean,
that's
it's
good.
Either that or Frank Sinatra-esque, like the film Zombievers, which is one of the greatest horror movies of all time.
Yes,
if you've never seen it.
I have not seen that
you
movie.
You should,
no.
And the theme song for the film is... fantastic.
Does Frank Sinatra do the theme song?
He
for the
doesn't,
film?
But that is what it's an homage towards.
Gotcha.
It's that sort of like Frank Sinatra-esque singing that is the intro. And so if you've never seen it, you should.
Victor, how about you?
It actually is kind of weird because I don't know the plural of moose. I know it's probably moose.
It's moose.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mises.
Yeah.
No, that's the plural of mouse.
Mises. Oh, Mises?
Yeah. Mises, yeah.
But I would.
Mooses?
I hate Mises to
Mooses?
Pieces. Mooses, yeah.
Mooses.
But I would love
multiple
to give
moose.
Moose the ability to fly, because I cannot imagine a more terrifying animal. I really can't. Plus, its wings would be huge.
Flying bear.
Yeah. I don't know. I imagine a flying moose as being just the saddest looking, like it's just flapping its wings really slowly and hovering.
Or gliding majestically from mountaintops.
Hovering barely 2 feet off the ground and just looking at you like, what? What do you want to say?
The saddest flying animal would be... I mean, a donkey, because then you just have a bunch of flying Eeyores.
Yeah, no, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
pigs,
no.
Pigs flying actually would be really sad as well.
Yeah.
They would just look weird.
For some reason, when I imagine a moose flying, I imagine these big, huge, enormous,
dragon wings.
When I imagine a pig flying, I imagine these tiny little fluttering white
like
wings.
Like a bumblebee.
Pretty much, yeah.
I feel like that's where the image is coming from. Porky the Pig at some point in time has had little white wings.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that the flying moose would be weirdly majestic.
I would go with man. Like...
We're going with humanity.
Yeah.
Is there any animal more deserving of flight than man?
Oh God, there are
that's
many
real.
Animals
Don't you read
more
the
deserving.
Inquirer?
Oh yeah, that's well.
Yeah.
No, I read the Weekly World News.
Oh,
that's where.
Okay.
Yeah, Bat Boy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what its wings would look like. Although I like the idea of the propeller tail. So I'm imagining like everyone is now Inspector Gadget with a hat that just comes out and it's a helicopter, right?
Yes. Or the shoes. That's the right shoes answer. Turn into rocket.
Oh,
rocket
nice.
Boosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of hovering 4 feet off the
you
ground.
You do the Superman
the
thing.
Yep.
You have to do the
just
thing.
As sad as the moose.
Yeah.
Go Gadget sadness.
If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, and see where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter, and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.